Another fight against Nazis. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, Russian President Vladimir Putin in a speech celebrating victory in World War II compares that fight to the invasion of Ukraine now. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has mocked Putin's claim that he's a Nazi, he's Jewish, and lost family in the Holocaust. His wife met yesterday in Ukraine with First Lady Jill Biden. Her main takeaway after meeting with Ukrainian families forced from their homes.
How much I saw the need to support the people of Ukraine and that they were, you know, the horrors and the brutality that the people I had met had experienced.
And she's about to leave Slovakia for the trip back to Washington. Some Russian TV channels and on-screen listing systems have been hacked with the message, "On your hands is the blood of thousands of Ukrainians and their hundreds of murdered children. TV and the authorities are lying. No to war." President Biden's announcing today a deal for 20 internet companies to give discounts to 48 million low-income households. With federal subsidies approved in last year's infrastructure bill, their internet service will end up being free. The state attorney general of Michigan says she will defy her state's trigger law if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
Dana Nessel, a Democrat, said on NBC's Meet the Press that Michigan's GOP-controlled legislature plans to reinvoke a 1930s law that punishes anyone that initiates an abortion procedure.
Not just throwing providers and anybody who works with a provider under aiding and abetting theories in prison, but also women themselves who procured abortion through abortion medication.
Nessel adds the law doesn't account for rape, incest, or medical emergencies, and enforcing it would put more than 2 million women of childbearing age in Michigan at risk. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some people in South Carolina were shaken awake by a pretty rare earthquake overnight. Magnitude 3.3, centered near the town of Elgin. Happened just after 1:30 a.m. Lasted just a few seconds. No reports of injuries or damage. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Troops are deployed in Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, after government supporters attacked protesters outside the president's office. A former attorney for an escaped murder suspect in Alabama says he thinks Casey Cole White might try to commit suicide in a police shootout. He says White's mentally ill and wanted officers to shoot him after a crime spree in 2015. Also wanted, the corrections officer who took White out of jail.
Vicky White allegedly used her power as a corrections officer to walk Casey White right out of the county prison for a court appointment officials say did not exist. One of the big questions now is why would a 17-year veteran corrections officer allegedly do all of this as she was set to retire? Well, love may be the answer. Officials say Casey and Vicky White, who are not related, were engaged in some type of jailhouse romance. The sheriff told me that he feels a personal responsibility that this happened on his watch, but he told me that there are multiple law enforcement agencies working around the clock to bring Casey and Vicky White to justice.
Fox's Charles Watson. The new Marvel movie, of course, opens in first place at the box office.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness kicking off the summer movie season with a blistering start.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right.
The film starring Benedict Cumberbatch earning an estimated $185 million in ticket sales. Last weekend's top-grossing film, The Bad Guys, falling to second place with an estimated $9.8 million in ticket sales. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2 selling $6.2 million in tickets to finish third.
Fox's Laura Cantor. Boston, Los Angeles, St. Louis, and Tampa Bay all tie their first round of Stanley Cup hockey playoff series at two games apiece, beating Carolina, Edmonton, Minnesota, and Toronto. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.